Blackstone Audio presents Tales of Alvin Maker, Book 2. Red Prophet by Orson Scott Card. In memory of my grandfather, Orson Riga Card, 1891 to 1984, whose life was saved by Indians of the Blood Tribe when he was a child on the Canadian frontier.
Chapter 1. Hooch. Not many flatboats were getting down the Ohio these days. Not with pioneers aboard, anyway. Not with families and tools and furniture and seed and a few shoats to start a pig herd. It took only a couple of fire arrows, and pretty soon some tribe of Reds would have themselves a string of half-charred scalps to sell to the French in Detroit. But Hooch Palmer had no such trouble. The Reds all knew the look of his flatboat, stacked high with kegs. Most of those kegs sloshed with whiskey, which was about the only musical sound them Reds understood. But in the middle of the vast heap of cooperage, there was one keg that didn't slosh. It was filled with gunpowder, and it had a fuse attached. How did he use that gunpowder? They'd be floating along with the current pulling on round a bend, and all of a sudden there'd be a half dozen canoes filled with painted-up red.